This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A bill passed to overhaul the state's election laws, and joining us, State Senator Jay Costa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So can you give us a kind of a sense of, you know, we got primary coming up next Tuesday. First of all, is any of this going to affect the primary this year?
No, it will not affect the primary this year. And if we're able to get some consensus around this piece of legislation, likely may go into effect for the fall election.
Okay. And what is the genesis of this reform? What changes have been made?
Well, there have been a number of changes over the last several years that have been recommended by what was called the Election Law Advisory Committee, which consisted of election directors from around the Commonwealth, Democrat, Republicans, and a variety of other election experts who recommended a series of changes. And these are some of the changes that came out of that. Probably the most notable is something called pre-canvassing to allow for the ballots to begin to be tabulated long before the election morning, maybe 1 week out or so that the election results could be more timely, which I think a lot of people were concerned about over the years, given the volume of mail-in balloting. But there's other things that are here as well that clarify the law with respect to, for example, dating of mail-in ballots, also looking at drop boxes and bringing clarity to whether or not it's permissible and to what extent security needs to be provided and a variety of those other things. And it's also providing for some additional earlier in-person voting to take place at certain places.
What about voter ID? I know the Republicans wanted voter ID, but that's not part of this bill, right?
That's correct. Voter ID was a separate measure that they're looking at, and we've been trying to get our arms around for a number of years. We did do this about 12 or 13 years ago, and the court found that it was too onerous of a piece of legislation, and they struck it down. So we're trying to find that right balance, what would constitute an appropriate identification for voters to vote. And that's what we're struggling with right now. And I think that's what the holdup is with the voter ID law that was or changes that they had talked about. My expectation is that at the end of the day, when we do finally address this voter reform measure and voter ID will be part of that conversation. The question is, what's going to constitute the degree of identification to warrant someone the ability to vote? The argument from Republicans has been that the standard was too low. Other folks want to see more identification that more closely ties a person not only to a name but also a location in terms of where they're voting. We just got to find the sweet spot, what's going to be appropriate level of identification. In the past, it was too restrictive. Folks say right now we need to do more than this legislation that's pending right now. But we'll have those conversations over the next couple of months to be able to figure out what actually needs to be done. And I do believe that we will have some consensus on all these measures as we go forward.
Really appreciate the important update, Senator. Thank you. And just don't use the federal government's real ID that took 20 years as a model for getting voter ID done.
Thanks, Larry. We'll take it under consideration. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it. Safe travels. Senator Jay Costa on the Big K Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.